Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tom Donaldson with the Donaldson Files with my co-host, somewhere in the desert in California, Coco Koski.
Yes, I am indeed in the desert, and it is beautiful.
Well, yes, that's what you told me. I kind of like feel like, what do you feel like, Zsa Gabor in Green Acres?
To be honest, I'm on a farm, actually. You know, lots of goats, pigs, you know, horses, llamas. Everyone has a pet llama out here, apparently. So,
wow.
It's I am definitely not in the city.
Well, like I say, I am back here in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, which basically means I'm in Iowa, so it's like, who cares, right? Nothing exciting.
Wow.
No llamas.
Are you allowed to have, llamas?
You know what? I do not think so, but I do think you can have chickens.
Oh, well, yeah,
have
we
chickens.
Have them here. Like, I've been feeding them for the last, like, 3 days.
So,
they're
well, nasty little
creatures,
have a,
by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah. You got pigs, too?
Do I have pigs?
Yeah, do you have pigs on your farm? On the farm?
No, I do not. I do not.
Yeah.
I have a rooster that wakes me up every morning at 4 in the morning.
Oh.
So that's nice.
Isn't that usually about the time you go to bed?
Yes, actually.
Okay, well, we got a great show tonight.
Yes.
The second part of the show, we'll probably talk about Russia, Trump, 2016 election, Russia, Trump, 2016 uh-huh. election.
Yes.
But the first part of the show, we're going to be talking to a very special guest, Loredana Gasparato.
No, Loredana.
Loredana.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. And she's an independent filmmaker, just has a movie, Pentimento, and mm-hmm. and she'll describe it in just a second here. And it basically deals with a story of Sophia, who's an illegal immigrant in New York City. She kind of discusses, you know, mm-hmm. the movie goes into her life and the problems she faces. We're going to use that as a segue to talk about immigration in general. Loredana, oh, gosh. I have to apologize.
It's okay.
You can't pronounce words.
I cannot pronounce
it. I know. So, it's okay. No problem.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I should, because my, you know, my grandmother was Italian, and that's like.
Yeah, well, your grandmother though, you know me. Yeah.
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 But yeah, that's just say, yeah, she's gonna. You know, talk about her movie. And she's an immigrant herself, so she's gone through the process. She became a U.S. Citizen 2 years ago, correct?
Yes, correct, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she'll tell us about some of those ventures and maybe some of her own observations on, you know, the immigration situation mm-hmm. we have here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but let's kind of talk about, you know, talk about your movie first.
Oh,
so give us kind of.
Okay, first of all, I want to really thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on the radio with you and Coco. Nice to meet you, Coco.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, my film is, you know, I think it was a way for me to get over my experience. You know, some people write books and some people write songs, and I wrote a movie about it, you know. And it's about, you know, a fictional account of my experience coming to New York. Because I think it's something that everybody who does that feels the need to communicate or to tell about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's the story of a girl who comes to New York, and then she meets a lot of really strange and weird people. Some people are good, some people are bad, and it's a mystery. So at the end, we don't know what happens. And it's been just released on Amazon, so I'm really excited about that. So I hope I'm going to make some money because, you know, the life of the artist, it's pretty rough.
Yes. Yeah. One of these, I know that, you know, because one of the things, you know, you and I, we talked about this, and there was an observation that you made to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we were going through the preliminary.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, you made a statement to me, and I wanted you to kind of follow up on this. You
said
to me, you know, it's like human
about
nature.
Your booty?
Yeah, no, not that.
I know that way. Okay, tell me, human nature.
Yeah.
What about
human? Yeah, and so you basically said it was human nature to move, you know, to gravitate to those areas where you could get better opportunities. You know, it's kind of like this there's an aspect of movement that humans will have. If they have a chance to move up, a chance to move in a different area, different direction, they're going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's throughout history. It's about the migration of, you know, the human beings are born, made to survive. So anything that would help their survival, they would do, you know? So if in this case it's immigration, you know, people have different, come from different experiences, and a lot of different people have, you know, a need to survive or get a better life or a dream, something that's going beyond their actual circumstance, you know? And that's why they move. They go across the world, you know? It's not just about America. It's about Europe. People move to Europe. People move to Argentina after World War II, you know? It's kind of thing. It's part of our nature, you know, I think.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, you know.
So that's amazing that you
I can't hear you.
Oh, I said, is it a movie or is this a documentary?
Oh, no, it's a movie. It's a Latin narrative.
Okay.
Narrative film. So it's, you know, it's like it's. it doesn't really go specifically into policy, you know. It's just,
yes.
you know, it's about my own experience. It's a fictional account. It's not really my experience. It touches, it's the story of this girl and her journey through the city. And, you know, there are some scenes that touch upon the fact that she's an immigrant, she can't find a job, or the fact that she goes to an immigration lawyer, but it's not really about policy. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, excellent.
Hmm?
All right, let me ask you a question, because you've gone through the process.
Yeah. Can I say something? Can you hear me now? Yeah, but I cannot hear Coco. I'm just saying, I cannot hear her.
Okay, okay.
Oh,
Coco.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
okay. I'm like way up far away.
yeah, sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't, yeah. Yeah, you were saying?
Yeah. Okay, I guess the question would be, the question I would have for you is, you know, you got through the process. It took you 17 years.
Okay, I
my
have
question
to say
I throw
something.
Back,
five of these years were about my laziness of becoming a citizen, okay? I had a green card since 2007, okay? And it took me 10 years to decide. I mean, not that I didn't want to become a citizen. I was just too kind of terrified of starting something again. I mean, it sounds weird maybe. It sounds silly, but I was scared to do it. And for no reasons, but just my own paranoia. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, still, so what you're telling me, it took you about 12 years once you made that decision.
Perfect. Yes, that's 12 years would be the amount of time that should have took me to become a citizen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are the steps? Real quick, what are the steps you had to go through?
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, it depends how you come here, right? I came with no visa because I didn't need a visa. I come from Western Europe, and at that time, Western Europeans didn't need a visa to come to the U.S. for 6 months, from 3 to 6 months, so I didn't have any problem to, okay, you know, I could stay up to 6 months for free, like Americans could do the same thing in Europe. Now, I don't know if things have changed. So it depends how you come. You know, people come from Western Europe. They would come with a tourist visa or with a student visa. It's very difficult to find a working visa. It's difficult to find somebody who sponsors you. Depends. There are different kind of visa that can help you to come in. If you come from Russia or if you come from China or Japan or India, Nepal is very, very difficult to come into the U.S. And, you know, depends. It probably you need to have at least a student visa to come in. So that means that you have to be enrolled in school and you have to be a full-time student in order to get that visa.
Okay. So basically, so once you made that decision, I mean, do you have to take – what courses do you have to take? What do you have to do over the next – on those 12 years that it takes you 12 years to become a citizen? You have to take courses.
I came here, I was, I came here with a tourist visa, and then I applied for sponsorship through work, through a school, to get a green card. Then they lost my papers. So it was the whole thing. They said my case was transferred in Missouri, so I never even been to Missouri, so it was difficult. There is a lot of paperwork. Like when I went to my interview for the green card, the day of the interview, they didn't know where my papers were. They didn't know if they were in the building or they were still in Vermont. So that they had to reschedule the whole thing. So there are a lot of different things that happen sometimes, you know. If you get a visa, you have a visa, then you gotta get fingerprinted. I would say that to get a social security, you need at least a student visa so that you can open a bank account, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, hold on to that thought.
Yeah.
Hold on to the thought. Okay. We're gonna take a quick break here.
Okay.
Tune in every Tuesday to Empowering Moments with T.T. Judkins. The show touches on topics of race, culture, politics, and religion, and great guests. Listen every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, exclusive on blogtalkradio.com and the podcast at thebachelorpadnetwork.com.
Yes, the empowering moments. Yeah, we're back. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, hold on just a second. I got to do a promo for the show, and then we'll get right back to you.
No problem.
Okay, the empowering moment. It's 6 p.m. Eastern Tuesday. A great radio show as part of the Bachelor Pad Radio Network. So tune in to that. And, now the question is, we'll go back. And the question, that Coco and I will have.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Is, okay, you,